Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today is totally different from the last three or so episodes where I was really going hard on LinkedIn, and I'm obsessed, as you know, about all things LinkedIn, but I am more than LinkedIn. I am an entrepreneur. I am a speaker. I am a life and business coach. I'm a leadership trainer. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a sister, my daughter. The role I happen to be playing right now is sports mom. And I want to talk about something that happened in my world as a few of those. One was an entrepreneur, one as a mom slash sports mom. And I find that this situation is not all my story, so I'm not going to give all the deets. However, shit happens. And shit happens all the time. No matter how hard we work, no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard we push. And today's episode is going to be about what happens after shit hits the fan, or what happens when things don't work out the way we anticipated. I'm going to start with the business perspective because it's my story, and then maybe I'll infuse in the sports mom story. But again, it's not my story to share, but it was the inspiration for this topic, to be completely honest. About a week or so ago, I had realized there was 50 days left in the year, and I wanted to do something really special for my audience. I also wanted to replenish my bank account because this was my biggest year investing. Now, you'll hear about that in future episodes, but just to let you know, I probably spent more than I made this year and depleted my business savings, a little bit of my personal savings. Credit card is maxed, not a big deal. I'm not stressing. It was the coolest year in my business. I've been to California. I've been to Hawaii. I've been to Manhattan a few times. I wrote a book with Jack Canfield. Like, invested in things that are going to be the foundation for my future success, and I am here for it. However, when I saw, and I get downloads often during prayer or meditation, and I got this glimpse of 50, the number 50, and I was like, oh my goodness, there is less than 50 days, and I think maybe at this point there was like 54 days, there was 50 days left in 2024. I'm like, wow, I usually do like 100-day or something like that, like countdown 100 days to the end of the year. And this year I didn't really do that. I think because I was in around the 100-day mark, I was like in my event era. If you had seen my post on LinkedIn, just go, 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 right? And so I realized it was 50 days to the end of the year. And I said, I want to do something cool. I want to draw attention to the 50 days that are left. And I want to do something special for my email list. For those of you on my email list, I don't email a lot. I need to embrace my email list a little more. I think that was a whole past episode that I talked about. Oh, the one where I got kicked off of LinkedIn. We talked about emails. And so I'm still not 100%. It's not natural for me to send an email unless something really cool happens, or I wanted to share more intimate sides of what I do beyond LinkedIn and on social, you know, whatever. So this time around, the 50 kept popping up. I'm like, all right, 50 days left. That's exciting. Maybe I'll give 50% off of certain services that I offer to my audience. Not only will that be pretty cool for everyone, because I know there's people out there who can't quite afford me or are nervous to invest at the level of the investment to work with me. And so I was like, I'm going to do, and I went over this with my coach, and we talked about 50% off for about half of my services. Not the full day, half day services that I do, or the, you know, keynotes or anything like that, just like the one-to-one, me to you. And so strategy sessions, branding sessions, LinkedIn profile design, one-on-one private coaching, stuff like that. So I sent out an email. I created, I'm like, for 24 hours. Actually, I was going to do 50 hours. But I was like, all right, we're good. We're good on the 24 hours because I love to do things in 24-hour sprints. So in 24 hours, I will give 50% off to, I was going to do the first 50 people. Then I was like, nah, that's a lot of people. I don't want to give 50 people half off. That's crazy. And I had never done something like this before in my business. I've never really discounted anything. I've given gift cards or scholarships, but I've never like discounted anything because I'm not discounting what you're getting for it. So I always thought that was like not something I was interested in. But because of the 50 days off, the download I had received, all right, half off for 50 days, 24-hour availability to sign up, to pay for the thing, and we'll go from there. Like, how exciting. I thought this would be a great gift for people to strategize the end of the year, anything they need to strategize, any, like, solutions they need to come up with or any brainstorming they want to do, get their LinkedIn redesigned. That in itself was a steal. And so it would also replenish, I thought, you know, some of my bank account. And so I went out with the expectations, I'm just going to send one email, I'm going to pray on it and see what happens. Well, it was suggested to me that if it's going to be a 24-hour thing, you got to give them some like a push. You got to give them a little push. Not only is it 24 hours, but I'm going to remind you. So two emails over the course of 12 hours and then two more over the course of the second half, the next 2 hours. I was like, ooh, four emails in one day. No, thank you. That feels slimy. I don't like it. Like I get like emails from people where it's very pushy and I'm like, I just don't feel that. Like, no, thank you. But I understand it's a scarcity thing. You only had 24 hours. Not everybody sees your emails. And I guess, you know, a reminder wouldn't hurt. So I went for it. But I did think, wow, this is really going to work. I really thought this was going to be amazing. And so the first email went out and I use MailerLite. I looked at my MailerLite and it was the 50th email that I had sent to my email list. I told you I don't email a lot. 50 emails in like a couple years. I was like, holy crap. Like, I love me some angel numbers. So I was like, wow, the 50 was the download. There's 50 days left, 50% off. It's the 50th email. This shit is going down. I'm going to get so much money. I am going to help so many people. It's going to be amazing. And so I put out the first email and like 40 people opened it in like 13 seconds. It was absolutely crazy. I was like, wow, like got a couple responses with questions because, you know, rookie mistake in an email list. I didn't put any links in. I'm still figuring it out, girls. And so maybe like 7 hours later, a couple hours later, I sent a second email with links and, you know, describing the opportunities, putting pricing to it because there were questions. So I respond to your questions, answered them all in the second email and gave links. People opened it right away, clicked on the links. I was like, this is fantastic. However, nobody officially paid. They clicked, they wanted it. People said, heck yeah, I'm in. I was feeling it. Nobody officially paid yet. And I was like, what is happening? Somebody did claim the private one-on-one for 6 months because I only give out one of those at a discounted rate because it's 6 months of coaching. Like, that was ridiculous. I actually second-guessed myself putting that out, but someone jumped at it and you know who you are. You're welcome. And so I was like, huh, maybe this isn't going to work, right? Like, that's cool. Like, I got a lot of traction, but nothing yet. Like, nothing actually came through. And to me, I was excited, like literally like probably like 17 or 18 people responded and said, I'm in, I can't wait, I'm going to send me the link, let's hop on a call, blah, blah, blah. All right, sounds good. So I was like pumped. I sent another email. Hey guys, this many people said yes to this, and this, like this is happening. Like people are loving this. And I was like, this is fantastic. By the fourth email where I said, you got 15 minutes left, I only had three people that paid for services after, even though at that point, there was like 25 people and that said yes, they wanted in, they wanted conversations, and about 50 to 60% of the emails were opened. So I was like, all right, my thought is people are seeing this, they're not opening it, they're not clicking the links, they're not buying. Like it's like yes, 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 no. Maybe they're working, maybe they're busy, maybe they're not interested. What's the problem? So I started getting like this weird energy because I don't do this. So this isn't how I get business. Business, I attract business. Business comes to me. I don't go selling things. I share. I offer up resources. People come to me naturally. It's very organic and I love it. I think I move, the spirit moves me, I move you, you come back to me. And it's just kind of very, very free flowing the way I work my business. And I've been doing it for like 10 years this way, so it's working. So it was weird for me to switch it up and get salesy. And people probably felt that. They were probably like, all right, girl, calm down. I got 5 people that came off my email list. That's okay. I'm not mad at you. I wanted to get off my email list that day. It just wasn't working for me either. However, what happened in those 24 hours, I ended up bringing in over $20,000 worth of work, and it wasn't through the email. Because here's what happened. I put out the effort. I went really hard with the preparations of the email, the creating the links, brainstorming with my coach, praying on it, feeling into it. The numbers were there. The energy was there. There was no desperation. I was not desperate for money or this income to work out. I was experimenting. I was really in an energy of experimentation. But by the end of the 24 hours, I was like, was that even worth it? Was it worth losing 5 email subscribers? Which it's okay. Like, again, like, the 5 that left, 1 was a duplicate email, 1 was to her work, whatever. I know I shouldn't be analyzing them, but people don't leave my email list because I don't use it a lot. So it's like, I want to like research those who do. And so I wasn't that mad at it, but I was like, but it didn't work the way I think it works for other people, right? So when I'm told to do something in a way that doesn't align with who I am, I'm very, very shocked by it. However, in the middle of that experiment, I had another coaching session. And this is with my intuitive coach. And she was like, you're holding on too tight to the outcomes of those emails. You need to be more open to calling in the money you want to call in. And I wanted to call, this is weird, I know, but I had $18,000 in my mind. The last time I had a group session with a mastermind I'm in, I was like, I just want to bring in like 18 grand. I don't know where I got that number from. It popped in my head and that's what it was. And so, and it's not even that much money, but it's a lot of money to bring in with one email, right? And so I did not bring in 18 grand from that email blast or experiment, but I brought in 20 grand with 4 clients. And I did it in a way that they weren't even on my email list. I was like, what's happening? The people that came in and said yes, the few that did actually eventually pay on the links came from the emails. That's very exciting. It wasn't nearly what I thought was going to come in, but it's still something. So, obviously the experiment wasn't a complete bust. But the fact, the minute I opened myself up to the how being different than the how I expected is when everything changed for me. My end result came in better than expected, but it was not through the efforts that I had put out. It wasn't from that 24-hour email blast. It actually was from things I had done months prior. It was through my content on LinkedIn. It was through a podcast episode. It was through a friendship I made at a networking event. These women came to me separately within those 24 hours and not only booked sessions for me in the future, done for you LinkedIn stuff, 3 of them, one private client for private coaching, and one keynote, which I didn't even put keynotes in the emails, right? So five clients came in totaling around $20,000, and it didn't come in the way I expected. And now this isn't bragging. This was a lesson to me. And if I do my part, the universe will respond with the results. It may come in differently than I hadn't expected. So was the email blast a bust? Not really, because I tried something new. It didn't feel good to me. I didn't like it. I think the only time I'll ever do multiple emails in one day or a 24-hour period is if there really is like a hot deadline for something. And like, you know, December 31st, the year is ending, something like that, right? Like where it's a real deadline, or I'm traveling, or I'm taking these weeks off, so get to me before I close my calendar. Like that, those are legit things. This made up 50% off in 24 hours. I've heard people doing it. I heard it's very successful. But I also know that the results came in by me doing what I do naturally, not what I attempted to do that didn't feel natural for me. So I thought that was a really cool concept to release the how, right? And so as funny as it is, this podcast is, and my whole brand is all about owning and controlling what we can own and control. I apparently cannot own the how. I mean, I can affect the how, but when it comes to outside factors such as clients, emails, people giving me their money, the universe, these are all out of my control. All I can control is me, the effort I put in. And it does go to show that the effort I had put in the previous months are now coming to fruition, because it takes people time to want to work with someone. And so it's funny to me that the how has been a topic of interest for me in my prayers a lot lately. Like, how am I going to do this? How is this going to happen? How can I take off all of December? How can I do X, right? Whatever, in my business, in my life. And the how I've learned and now experienced very, very clearly that the how is out of my control. So here's my thoughts for you, my friends. If you are working towards a goal and we come up with a strategy that sounds really good and it's aligned with who you are, your core values, and you're like, yeah, this is going to work. Do the plan. Execute the plan that feels right for you, even if it feels a little scary and you're stretching yourself. Like if I could go back and tell myself, hey, that email little experiment didn't work as well as you thought, don't do it. I bet you I would not have called in those clients outside of the email list. It's the fact that I stretched myself. I put myself out there. I did something different. I experimented, that it was a success, because those 24 hours, I brought in exactly how much money I wanted to bring in within 24 hours. And it wasn't because of the email effort I put in that 24 hours. So could I say it took me 24 hours to call in $20,000? Sure, we could. But in reality, that $20,000 landed because of all the effort I had been doing leading up to it. So here's a little experiment for you. I would have you go back 3 months in your calendar, in your phone, whatever, in your emails, the effort. What does the effort look like that you've put out in the last 3 months? Because that's what's about to come in for you. If you've put out massive effort, then massive results will come in. If in the last 3 months you've been kind of lazy, you're not going to all of a sudden see massive results in the next week from maybe you started posting again. So I just want to clarify that, because I am a huge fan of, if I can't make it happen in 24 hours, we're not doing it. But it's not that the result has to happen in 24 hours. It's that the energy from everything we're putting out into the universe, something can manifest in 24 hours. It just may not be exactly what you thought. The amount may not be the same. The results may not be the same. It may actually be a disappointment. And that was actually what my sports mom story was. There was a decision made that broke my little one's heart. And I know it wasn't lack of effort on her part. And so I'm now trying to teach my 13-year-old that all the effort she's been putting in for the last 3 years, not even 3 months, 3 years, is going to pay off. It may not pay off today, or it may not pay off in the way that you wanted it to, or that is obvious, but it is going to pay off. Like, keep moving forward. Keep doing the work. Keep finding ways to refine what you're doing, to attack things at different angles. And I find that it ends up being better than you can ever imagine. And again, if you know me and my family, you may know what I'm talking about. If not, that's okay. You get the gist. Keep moving towards your goals. Your end goal is probably not going to change. The strategy may change a little, but what's out of our control and can change completely is how it manifests itself. So friends, if you are working towards something that your heart truly desires, that you know is meant for you, no matter how many disappointments arrive in your path on your journey towards getting there, keep pressing forward. If it's on your heart, if it's on your path, it is for you. I cannot stress this enough. And I know the email example is kind of silly, but it really surprised me that I still brought in the results I wanted, but it was a completely, I never even thought of it way. I never thought that these clients would come to me. I mean, they came through LinkedIn and one through a podcast, but so I'm going to keep podcasting. Excuse me. I'm going to keep podcasting. I'm going to keep posting on LinkedIn because it works. My podcast works. My email works. My LinkedIn works. Everything works. Just keep doing max effort and you will eventually see max return on your efforts. All right, friends, if you want to hash this out a little bit more, have a deeper conversation about not owning the how and releasing all expectations on how you are going to achieve your results, let's have a conversation. Get on my email list. Now I'm obsessed with email lists. Get on my calendar. Find me on Instagram. I'm Miranda.VonFricken. Find me on LinkedIn, Miranda Von Fricken. Go to my website.com. You can guess it. Wait, did I say go to my website.com? Hilarious. You got to love not editing. Go on my website, MirandaVonFricken.com. Get a hold of me. Let's have a conversation. The half-off strategy sessions are no longer in play because what I also realized is I don't have to discount my shit. People will still work with me because what I have to give will never be discounted. It's worth every penny. I've got millions of clients that would agree. So get on my calendar, even if it's for a 30-minute free conversation. Let's hash out this concept of releasing the hows and releasing how the outcomes come to us. If it's for you, it's gonna happen. Let's dive into this conversation. I think it's going to be one of my favorite ones of the new year. All right, friends, until next time, keep owning your awesome, and I'll see you soon.